When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I don't know. I'm looking at Facebook. There's a division of labor in a lot of houses. It's in some places it's very, very organized. In other places, it's kind of our house is like this, kind of the stereotypical, like, I do the stuff outside, Kathy does the stuff inside. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of people say that. Husband and son do the mowing and shoveling. I do the flower pots. My daughter and I do most indoor chores. My husband and son do their own laundry. I don't want them touching mine. That's a common theme.
Yeah.
Laundry's where it can all go wrong.
Well, once you've been burned, like once something like your favorite piece of clothing is shrunk down to a doll size, you kind of, yeah.
Like I want him to know how to do it the right way so he can do it. That's my problem.
Yeah, you gotta let that
I want him to be able to wash the
laundry. But it's your right way. And like the thing that Tom will always say is like, well, that's not how I do it.
Right.
And I'm like, but.
But there's a delicate cycle for a reason.
Right,
like,
right.
That's what it's for.
I think you need to move on from that, Kendra. Those hopes and dreams are just that. Hopes and dreams. Are you willing to sacrifice load after load of it being done wrong?
No. Yeah. I just want him to do it right.
So that's,
he's not going to.
That's where the old never mind, I'll do it myself comes from. That's exactly where that comes from. In fact, as I think about this, maybe Steve's like, I know she wants me to do it that way, but I'm going to do it this way.
Oh, I'm sure the towels go in with the delicate towels
have to be folded, the tri-fold, so they fit the right way in the closet.
Oh,
he always folds them in a giant square. And then they look messy and they don't. I can't do two rows on the shelf.
Everybody knows you do the trifold with the little emblem on the outside.
Yes.
Tara says, my partner cleans the bathroom sink, toilet, and dusting. I do the tub. The rest we share. Lisa says, my husband cooks breakfast. I cook dinner. He does more dishes than I do. We usually work together to get everything done.
Yeah.
And,
Steven's the cook in our house. He's a good cook.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'll clean the dishes and wash and put the dishes away.
Right.
But if
one cooks, the other one cleans.
Yes.
We do that too.
Same.
Like, if he cooks, I'll usually clean up. If I cook, he'll clean up. But we don't say it. You just do it.
It's just understood.
Yeah.
This is from Stacy, who says, Craig believes we have a laundry elf. That's how all the clean clothes show up every few days.
My whole family thinks we have a laundry elf.
She tells this story about how they were all sitting around in the, Stacy, Craig, and their daughter Alyssa are sitting around, and the door to the basement is open. And all of a sudden, Craig goes, what's that? What's that sound? Did you hear that? What is that? And it's the sound that the dryer plays when
the
it chime. Finishes.
Oh, it the
plays
little song.
Right?
Yeah.
She says, we've had that machine for 5 years, probably 10.
That's really funny.
Alyssa and I laughed so hard we couldn't breathe. Is that where the dryer is in the basement?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's just certain things that are on each other's roster, and it's just kind of understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said it one time. I was like, the clothes have been sitting on the bed for, like, 2 days. And he was like, but that's your thing. We all have our things. I do the floors. You do the laundry.
If it went wrong, I'd love to know about when it went wrong. I think Kathy and my neighbor, Kate, tried to take the snowblower out one time.
You know what it was?
It was when we were all staying at a hotel near the station. It was one of those snow days, and we weren't going to be able to get into work the next day. So
she was by herself,
and they thought, this would be a great idea. We'll take the snowblower out. This would be fun. I don't think they broke it. I was worried they would lose a finger or something like that.
No, I literally, like Tom, I'll always say to me, no ladders, no sharp objects when I'm gone, because like I've done things and it's ended very badly.
Didn't you singe your eyebrows off?
I singed my eyebrows off.
I'll never forget that.
With
the
gas
barbecue.
Grill.
Yeah. I'll do shoveling. I'll do some of the outside stuff too, though. I enjoy it. I like doing the shoveling. It's good exercise.
When did it go wrong for you? 617-655-1067. When you did something that was not in your lane, we say that charitably. 617-655-1067 at Magic.